I feel way better. I was pretty down and out. I don't know if it was food poisoning or just, you know, the 24-hour flu, but I wasn't too good a couple days ago, but I'm feeling way better now. Obviously, it's not the way I wanted to start. I was really looking forward to this week. I'm really happy that, you know, I still have 3 or 4 days here, which is nice and stuff. Maybe if it was a 4 or 5 day camp. I'm excited for the rest of the week, and now that this is behind me, I can kind of focus on back to hockey and back to trying to have a good week here. My dad was a development coach and ran camps in Toronto, so I got to see, you know, what they did throughout the years, and I kind of saw how important it is and how players can I got to see how players take advantage of it, and then some players who really didn't, and I could see that the players who really succeed take advantage of it. So for me, I'm going to try to come here and work as hard as I can and listen to all coaches and just try to get better and kind of soak up everything they're telling me this week. I think right now it's too early to decide or anything like that. We haven't had any conversations, and I think that's good right now. I think I just need to focus on getting in the weight room, getting stronger, getting faster, and getting on the ice and working on my overall game.
Too early in the sense that you want to get to camp before you make a decision like that?
No, I mean, it's just they had free agency going on. Yeah, okay. I got drafted, 6 days ago or 7 days ago. That's all I mean. There's lots of time for stuff like that, so that's all I'm saying. I don't think I need to do anything exceptional. I mean, I know they've been watching me for a year now for sure, maybe two, so they know what type of player I am. So there's nothing I really need to do that, I need to. It's not like I'm sitting at home going, oh boy, like I really got to do something special tomorrow. I mean, obviously that I'm coming here to do my best and try my hardest, but I don't think there's really any pressure there. You know, I think it's all about momentum. You have things going on, experiences. For me, going to Michigan, playing with older guys this year, help my confidence, stuff like that. As you go to different things like the World Juniors and then the World Championships, you learn and pick up things, and then you just build your confidence and stuff like that. So I think without confidence you can't really play. I think confidence is a really big thing, so it's something, I don't know if you can always work on it, but just to have it is good. Yeah, I mean, even in the combine meetings, and I've always told teams that I think my defensive game is undervalued. It's something I've really, really tried to work on, because I know people try to pick at it. So, at times I think my defensive game is just as good as my offensive game. And, it's something at Michigan this year where I wasn't just used as an offensive guy. I was also used as the shutdown guy in key situations, which was really good for my overall game. So, I really trust my defensive game right now, and I think the Vancouver Canucks thought my defensive game was just as good as my offensive game.
Are there pros and cons?
Jim said that he was going to try to meet your family at some point this week to talk about the future. What do you hope to make a decision?
Like I said, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. I think right now, I got a lot of smart people around me. So the mindset they've kind of been telling me is just put your head down, get to work. There's nothing too big happening right now. I mean, I've seen lots of high picks, fold and stuff like that. So for me, I think I just want to continue to get better.
How much did the year of college hockey, because you have a late birthday, you were able to play in college hockey before you drafted, how much do you think that helped move you along towards being ready for the NHL versus if you were just now going from high school into college?
Yeah, obviously, I think it really helped me. Like I said, not only playing against older guys, but, just being around older guys in the locker room mentally and practicing against those guys. I think it really helped. It kind of makes you mature a little bit faster, I think. I think that's the thing. I mean, I had a couple of captains on my team who were 24 years old, and I was coming in as a 17-year-old. So those guys were great with me. I can't say enough about them. But, I think playing with older guys really helped me. And like you said, I think it's gotten me closer to where my end goal is, which is playing in the NHL.
Sportsnet 650.